to the words homework to home space work, because that's really where we are now. And to your point, many people have not ever had to do this before. Some people are already set up, and they've been working out of the house, but now you have two or three or four other people in the house. So there's it's a different environment. Some people are used to that structure of being in the office, and their schedule is almost dictated by the surroundings. So one of the things that we're working with people, and they're starting to figure it out, I think this week, that you still need, when you're in business and you're working out of the house and you have to be productive, four things really come to mind. Number one, you need to view it as work. I wear a tie to work every day. If I'm working out of the house on a consistent basis, I'm going to dress like I have for work. This is your Superman or Superwoman suit that you put on, and your actions will fit the role you dress for. If you dress for work, you will function as if you're in work. Two, part of that ties into, part B of that is, we're video conferencing now. Almost everyone has gotten on Zoom or GoToMeeting, or there's a multiple of other video conference, FaceTime. We're video conferencing now, and you got to think about how you're being perceived by customers, clients, colleagues when you're in an environment that is basically a home work environment. So get dressed, look professional, the same way you would if you're going to the office. That's number one. B, because we don't have a structure, I think we need to set up, what are your goals for today? The challenge with working out of the house, and I did it 3 years before I had my own office, working out of my spare bedroom, making cold calls, right? That's what I signed up with Santa Franchise for.
Sure.
Then and it takes a certain discipline to work out of the house. If you've not done it before, you need to spend the first part of your day figuring out, what goals do I have today? What actions do I need to take to make this a productive day? And that planning time is going to be absolutely critical to drive success of that day, week, month, and going forward. It's a wonderful time because you might find out that you're much more efficient and effective working out of this environment without interruptions. So make sure you include some projects that you've been putting off, research, analyzing your market now that you might have time. But if you put that plan together, you'll be able to, at the end of the day, say, okay, it's family time at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever your time. You have to turn it off and focus on your family. Third thing, this is more of an avoidance thing. Turn off that TV. Do not be tempted to check in with the news. Do not be tempted to start looking what's going on with the virus or what the medical reports are today. Focus on work. There'll be time for that later. You've got to segment that and time block that. And number four, I think, is kind of a different. Because you're not moving around, you're not engaged, you're not taking the steps or as active as you were at the office, I think you need to build in small periods of exercise for two fundamental reasons. Number one, this is a stressful time for many of us. Number two, your body's not moving, and your body chemistry is different when you don't exercise or you're not moving. So build that discipline in, and I think this experience will significantly improve. So I look at those four steps. Number one, get dressed like work. Number two, set goals and behaviors for the day to make it successful. Three, don't get trapped into the current spots on news. And four, exercise.
I think that's great, Jim. And honestly, if you are joining us on Facebook Live, you'll see you've never looked better, you know, at the end of the day. I'm wearing a jacket and tie, but I'm wearing my pajamas because I'm here in the studio. No, I'm only kidding. Now, this is great. I think another area that people do have to, you know, manage, and we're going to take a break in a minute or two, and maybe after that we'll come back with some other tips on managing that stress, because the stress is not only obviously what's still unfolding around us. The stress is not only the restrictions that have, you know, been put on us, but there's a tremendous amount of business stress and anxiety, especially, again, for business owners, for those that are managers, those that are leaders, you know, at the end of the day. And that stress will take a toll. So I think humor is definitely something we all could use, you know, at the end of the day. And I think over the last several weeks, you know, again, we're not making light of this. We've mentioned it several times. And if you're just joining us, this is, again, Chris Phelan, president of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce. I've got Jim Barnowski of Performance Selling on the line. And we're talking about, you know, ways in which, you know, our business community is responding, some real great sound advice on how you can implement things tactically today to help yourself, no matter what the scale, size, you know, of your business or where you fit within an organization. And again, I don't want to not stress enough. We got to put our hats off, because think about the stress, as we talked early on, about all those in the medical field, those that are on the front lines, from our doctors, our nurses, our technicians, all of our first responders, law enforcement. Folks are out there, in addition to folks that are interacting with the public in a little different way, you know, from those that are in our grocery stores to clerks and various essential businesses that are open. So, you know, there's a lot of dynamics going on out there, and everybody deals with that on a different front. So maybe we'll think about that in a minute or two, Jim, and we can share a little bit more, and we'll take a break in a moment. Does that sound like it works for you?
Sounds great, Chris.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, you're listening to Hunter and Chamber Radio, a real special edition. Again, Chris Phelan with the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce here. And we've got Jim Barnowski on the phone. We are social distancing, as we should, all of us. And when we come back in a moment or two from this break, we'll continue our conversation on ways that you can hopefully find some sound advice on how to manage these, you know, very challenging times and, again, the weeks and months that lie ahead. So stay tuned. You're listening here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corking Company.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, I want to welcome you back on this special edition here of Hunterdon Chamber Radio, one of many that we're going to continue to do over the next several weeks. Our radio station, which has been part of our community here in Hunterdon County now for over 10 years, has kind of, over the last week or so, trying to readapt. We've got over 25, 30 chamber members that host weekly shows. I encourage folks, you can visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, and go over to the radio tab and go to the podcast tab. There is a wealth of information if you're looking for different topics. So we've got a great podcast directory up there. We also stream concurrently on live, so you can see all of our different show hosts and links to their, you know, very various pages. But this morning we're joined by Jim Barnowski of Performance Selling, and just having a conversation about how business and business owners and employees and managers and everyone within the workforce is dealing with this current situation. I, again, got to put kudos out to the folks, again, at Hunterdon Healthcare. We did a commercial there. They're just an incredible supporter of so many organizations throughout the year and of this station. But at this point, you know, we really send our thoughts and our prayers out to the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, the administrative staff, everybody who is up there doing a phenomenal job protecting our community and dealing with this on the front lines. I want to mention that Hunterdon Healthcare, if you aren't aware, has set up a coronavirus hotline, and that is being staffed 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and that hotline is 908-788-6440. And you can visit the Chamber's website right on the front page of our website. We have a great resource page that we're doing in partnership with the Office of Economic Development for Hunterdon County. Click on that, and you will see resources just about every area that you can think of, but it's a great centralized tool. You know, it has opportunities to have hyperlinks. We're doing updates daily in terms of newsfeed. And if you miss that, you know, information on the hospital, they're right up there as well, along with information from the Board of Health. Because, you know, Jim, I'm going to bring you back in, or I'll just keep talking until 10 o'clock. But, you know, there's so much information out there, and trying to get accurate information is important. So we've really put a great emphasis on this resource page. And again, visit hunterdonchamber.org. Go right there. You'll see the COVID, you know, site, and COVID site, and just click that, and it's a great resource. But Jim is with Performance Selling. We're talking about ways people are dealing with stress and how they're trying to reactivate and build some business continuity over the next, which I think is going to be weeks into months. And I'm sure you're hearing that again from your clients. You know, this is truly, it's beyond a marathon. This is a triathlon that I think the business community has to really prepare itself for.
Yeah, it really is. You know, with businesses, some of the things, and we talked about that. I do a lot of my training on Mondays. I have several companies come into our local training center. Individuals, small businesses, even large businesses will a video conference in, and everybody was on video conference this past week. And you know, that was the subject: what can we do and what can't we do in this business environment, because it is different. What customers are available? What prospects and customers are not available, because they're just not in the office, or they're you know, working out of their homes. And so it's tough. So, you know, a lot of things that we're saying is you know, you have to step back and really take a look at what the situation is now for business owners, and I focus on the area of sales and sales management. You really start taking a look at the reality of what the situation is. Managing, you know, there's three areas that every business focuses on that makes them successful, and this model's been around for, gosh, the 50s. It's if you draw a triangle, you start saying, you know, increase revenue. Number two would be enhance customer satisfaction and take care of my customers so that they stick around. And three, control your cost. And right now, we still want to focus on now that the dust is settling, and if this thing's going to last, we're going to figure out ways, and I'm already seeing creative ways to step back and say, what customers or potential customers am I going to be able to work with and gain over the next X period of time? And I'll come back to that a little bit. But more importantly, right now, in the past 2 weeks, we need to control our costs. We need to manage our cash flow. And companies are doing a pretty good job there, but we want to do it within a reality sense, being transparent with our employees, understanding what do we need to control. The third piece is enhancing customer satisfaction, making sure that we're reaching out to our customers and letting them know we're with them. We're with them for the long term. And what do we need to do together to make sure that we're all on the same page, that we're running this marathon, as you said, or triathlon together, And that's going to come back many, many times over. We've been giving away a lot of training. We've been giving away a lot of guidance. But this is the time to do that. You know, when there is a crisis, you got to step up and you got to give more. And I think that's happening personally, that's happening professionally, all over the state, all over the country, for crying out loud.
Sure.
And that's a good thing, and I think that's going to make us stronger down the road. But I guess from a business standpoint, that top of the triangle, it's amazing to me, and it's wonderful to see how now that this is set in, a lot of our clients are stepping back and saying, all right, listen, this is a hit. We're all going to take it. But where can I reach out? You know, selling is really about one fundamental thing. How do I identify people who need my product or services so it helps their world become better? Yeah, you know, with all the misconceptions about selling, that's really what it is. Not everybody needs help of a specific product or service at this time, but you may have products and services available that people need help with, and this is really the time to step back and take a look at where can I help people? And the dividends will come back to you, I promise. And you got to think outside the box. You got to reach through your comfort zone. You've got to take a look at what, how do I tap into my creativity to find people who need help? And that's how it's all going to come together at the end. So I always go back to everything we do is about process and building models. And going back to that model and looking at every piece of those 3 points on that triangle, managing your revenue and increasing it, taking care of your existing customers and making sure that you're in this together for the long run, and controlling your cost, look at those intellectually, unemotionally, and saying, what do we need to do to get through this and thrive at the other end of it, I think is the model that we all got to step back and take a look at.
No, I agree, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Jim. You know, I know we are still in the midst of the crisis. It's still unfolding.
Yeah.
We don't really know where things will be in the next several days, let alone the next several weeks. But, you know, I know I've heard from businesses as well, especially those that are in the professional services realm, some that are maybe even nonprofit organizations. You know, there's a concern there, that fine line of, you know, like you were sharing, you know, providing resources and helping. But at what point should I, you know, reactivate my business? And, you know, again, especially in the world of sales and prospecting and or working with your existing customer base, you know, I've heard from folks there's a little bit of guilt there because, well, everybody's having a hard time and everybody's stressed, which is true. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to bring in, you know, money to sustain that whole cycle of the economy and the whole life cycle of any business or organization.
That is the biggest question of the day right now.
Right.
And I think what's interesting is that's where the communication, talking to your customers, talking to people who need your help, and having those agreements up front. In our training, we talk about this concept called upfront contracts, and it's a core part of our selling model. And that upfront contract lays out a compartment, or it's a part of the sales process which says, let's have mutual understanding and agreement up front of who's going to do what our goals are, together, what you're going to do, what I'm going to do, and at the end of it, what decisions are going to be made. So I guess having that conversation of is, hey, listen, I'm going to get you through this. We're in this together. We're also going to take an evaluation of what the situation is at X period of time. And then based on where that is, we're going to make another decision so that there are no surprises in this relationship. So it is a tough question. I can't give you an answer for that, and I don't think anybody can, because every individual situation is going to be unique. Some people I'm going to be helping for a long time to get to the end of that tunnel. Some people are good now, and they recognize that I've got to stay in business to be able to continue to support them, and there's value in that conversation. So you're going to have to take a look at every situation uniquely, make sure there's clarity up front of here's what we can do, here's what we can't do. And then what are the next steps and when do we reevaluate this decision and change that relationship for revenue generation so that I could continue to pay my bills? Because if I continue to do this without getting paid, I'm not going to be able to help you down the road. So that's where that balance comes in.
No, it is. There's a cascading effect, no doubt, and I think that's obviously adding to everyone's stress, you know, at the end of the day. And those are some good tips and advice to think about. And I think that's where, like you said, opening up the lines of communication, using the various, you know, support mechanisms that are out there, taking care, putting your stress in check, having that routine as we move forward, it's going to become even more critical, you know, at the end of the day, because we're really moving into uncharted waters and a whole new business environment.
Yeah, I think we don't know. Many of us have not gone through anything like this to this extent before. We had snapshots of this going back several years. We don't know where the bottom is. We don't know what the impact's going to be when this passes. So really stepping back, and you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about is trying to, the word process always comes into place. What you've got to be able to step back before you need to be in reaction mode, in panic mode, in emotion mode. But start thinking now, what processes do we need to put in place based on different outcomes, different scenarios? You know, I'd love to be able to say, okay, 3 weeks, we're all back to work. Is that real? Is it not? I don't know. Probably a little overly optimistic, but I can't make those judgments. I'm not qualified to make those judgments. But I've got to have different models in place for what decisions I'm going to make if the situation didn't change from today to 3 or 4 weeks from today, from today to 6 weeks from today, today to 3 months from today. Now is the time to do a lot of planning and a lot of, if this happens, then I have to take that action. So really, take the time to breathe, think as logically as we can, because we're in a highly stressful, as you said before, highly emotional type situation, and say, okay, based on certain results, certain changes that take place, or non-changes, what decisions am I going to have to make at different time periods as we go forward? And that's going to be unique for every business owner, for every individual with their... Listen, if you're running your house, that's a business.
Right.
You've got to make decisions based on what cards are dealt you at that time.
No, and I think that's it. You know, taking it down step by step, incrementally, day by day, and hour by hour, and having that roadmap laid out is excellent advice. And I also encourage, and I think you do as well, we were talking about this the other day, to write it down, to organize it, to have, like you said, those checklists and that kind of agenda so it's in front of you, I think is a great bit of advice, because the distractions are instantaneous, and there's so many distractions today. You know, if you're working from home or if you happen to still be at your office with very limited staff or just yourself, those distractions can really be detrimental and kind of spiral you in a whole different direction.
Chris, let's go back to what you just said. Write it down.
Sure.
Okay, too often we want to keep this information in our head. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned before, and we'll probably get into it a little bit later, one of the challenges many of us have is, you know, when we have a lot of stress, you know, we wake up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm probably just me, right?
I was up about 10 to 4 this morning.
And our biggest fears come to surface, and we can't sleep.
Sure.
One of the techniques that we share with our clients and our friends is get yourself a book, a journal, and when you wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, write down all your fears, worries, doubts, insecurities on that. And then just whatever you write down, close that journal, put it on the side, and know that all those demons are going to be in a safe place when you wake up in the morning. I promise you will sleep like a baby.
That's great.
Because once you get it out of you and on paper, you won't forget it, you won't lose it. that ability to go to sleep knowing that all those ideas are somewhere where you could get them later is going to help you tremendously. Writing down, to shift gears, writing down this plan and those decisions, if you don't do that, it's going to be in your head, and it becomes an emotion, not an intellectual decision. So we want to be able to stay as intellectually clear as possible all the way through this process. And unless you put it on paper or you have it in a place where you can read it and go through that checklist to make the decisions when you're not emotionally involved, it's going to be a strain and you're going to make different decisions.
I think that's great, and I do think, you know, because I think people underestimate it. You know, we've got a model in America that's wonderful, and our children, our youth grow up, you know, with an incredible array of sports and activities, and there's coaches and there's mentors and advisors to kind of help. Yet when it comes to business, there always seems to, at least this is just my opinion, you may feel the same or not, you know, we don't always look towards a coach or mentor. And I think especially small business, you know, at the end of the day, they're kind of feel like they're in it alone and they're doing it on their own. And if they're going through, you know, a stressful time economically or personally and that's impacting the business and now we're in that, you know, where do they turn? Maybe give some thoughts or advice on, you know, again, a mentor, a coach. You know, I think those roles are going to be ever more critical. We know that it's going to be critical for mental health. We heard a commercial from NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness, one of our great partners. They offer resources. But, you know, in terms of a resource and having a coach and a mentor for business, if not now, when? It's just something that I think is going to be real critical.
Really is. And let's go back to what you said before. Our kids, by the way, I am absolutely blown away at the educational system and how they respond to this with kids working out of the house.
Without
so
a doubt.
Our hats have to go out to the teachers and principals and all the people who coordinated kids working at homeschools, basically.
Sure.
More importantly, my hands got to go out to, you know, the moms and dads who are home guiding their kids through this process. It is amazing to me how well it's working, how good they are at it, and, you know, the effort and focus that everybody's on the same page to make it happen. To that point, those educators are your kids' coaches. Listen, when particularly under stress, when you know, whether your business is going well or whether you're in crisis, we start making decisions based on emotion. What a coach does, a couple fundamental things. Most coaches that you'll work with, and we do a lot of coaching here, most coaches that you work with have seen what you're going through many, many times in many different models and can offer you ideas to guide you through this maze that we're looking through because we don't know. Secondly, the coach helps you understand what's rational and what's not. One thing I mentioned earlier in the conversation is we've got to understand what facts do I know and what is fiction? What is my imagination running away from me? The coach can bring you back to what facts are and help you understand why these emotions are out of control. And, you know, listen, is it the environment? Is it other people? Or is it you? And the hardest thing, the coach is probably the only person in the planet that could say, you know, I hear what you're saying, but maybe you're the issue that, and here's what I'm seeing. And with coaches, they're going to give you what they see based on their years of experience, the guidance to look at things with a different perspective. I have people call me all the time, and it's amazing. So many of the clients I've not talked to, past clients that I've not talked to in years, and I've been in this business for 20 years, are reaching out just saying, what are your thoughts? And, you know, they know what the answers are, because they're living it. Our job is to facilitate the thought process to help them make the best decision in their personal and their family's personal interest. And that's really, it's a way to look at things objectively and change the way you think. It's funny. Mark Twain had one of my favorite quotes. He said, be careful of what you know for sure that just ain't so.
That's great. That's true.
And, you know, sometimes what we believe, we hold on to certain beliefs, like Linus's blanket, we don't want to let go. And those beliefs might have been true at one point in our life, but right now they don't fit. And what the coaches do and the counselors do is help you think practically through those beliefs and help you question things that might not fit the current situation today. And so, you know, listen, I'm on the phone, almost every day with my personal coaches. Those are colleagues in the Sandler organization, right? Those are people I've hired to help me think in a different light. And those are even my clients. What's interesting is my clients hold me accountable as well. And I learn as much from them as they do from me. Right. So it's really a two-way street, and but don't try to figure it out all for yourself. There's a lot of people who could give you some great advice and just help you think through the best decision for you and your family and your business.
No, I think that's a great sound advice for folks, and go to those trusted partners. Go to those folks that you have a relationship with and those organizations as well. We've got.
Oh, there's so many resources, and Chris, just your organization in of itself. You know, it's you guys, and my hat's off to you. You have put together this wealth of information through the resources that you work with. Where I can't emphasize enough the need to stay current, to see what's going on with your business, the resources that are available for these small businesses through your website. So I urge everybody to really make sure they take advantage of that, because that's really where you're going to get a lot of facts. You're going to get a lot of understanding of what's happening that can help people get through this period of time and companies and businesses get through this period of time. So I strongly urge the audience to go and utilize those resources.
Yeah, Jim, and I'll mention that again. Those that are just joining us here in our last few minutes, we've got Chris Phelan here, president of the Hunter County Chamber, along with Jim Barnowski at Performance Selling, talking about ways businesses can help manage and nonprofit organizations as well. I don't want to discount that. We've got some large employers here in the county that are nonprofit organizations. Visit our website, hunterandchamber.org. Right on the front page, there's an icon. It'll take you over to that resource page that's in partnership with the County Office of Economic Development. I want to mention as well, the Chamber technology and resource, we're very lucky. There is a tremendous business directory. So if you're thinking about reaching out to businesses locally, go to our business directory. One of many things that we've done during this crisis to help the entire community, we've opened up our job board, Jim. We know there are businesses out there that are hiring. We also know, unfortunately, there are people that are going to be looking for work. So there's two components on there. Folks can actually post up their resumes, and this is hyper-local. There's a lot of different job boards out there. The state has a phenomenal one going statewide, but here for Hunterdon County, you can visit that job board, and for businesses, and you don't have to be a member of the chamber at this point to sign up. We've also put out some other resources right on that front page. You know, with everyone, the majority of the folks staying at home, where do you go for information in regards to restaurants and eating and supporting those local businesses? And think about it. It's our local business community that has supported our community for decades, for centuries. They're the ones that support our sports teams and our extracurricular activities and our organizations and all the many causes that are so important. The local businesses are really the ones on the front line that do that. And, now's the time to step up. So we've got a resource page on restaurants that are offering curbside and pickup options. That's by town. And, again, that's open to everyone. We've got an active Facebook page that you can go and you can visit that as well. It's the Hunterdon County Restaurant Blitz. We also just launched another Facebook group, and that group is for Hunterdon County nonprofits in need. Again, a clearinghouse for folks to go up and see, you know, what our organizations are doing. I mean, I just put up their stuff around the three various you know, food banks here in the county that are definitely going to be seeing more of that need. So, like you said, Jim, there's a lot of resources, and we're going to continue with, 100 and Chamber radio programming, special programming that'll be part of a podcast, so you can go back and listen to it. It'll also be up on our Facebook and other social media pages as well. Jim, we're coming up in the last couple minutes, so I just want to kind of let you share for a minute or two, you know, again, any parting advice, and I also want to make sure folks can get in touch with you if they'd like to. So if you could give out, you know, your website and your contact information, that would be great as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, a couple things. You know, this is a tough time, and I think, you know, let's focus on our business, what we need to do, and we talked a lot about setting a process. But one of those processes that we didn't get into as much, and I might have just touched on, is make sure as you all are working out of your homes, you're surrounded by family. Sometimes we get a little claustrophobic. Make sure you block out time, and I'm a big fan of time blocking. Block out time in your day, particularly at night, to turn off the electronics, focus on your family, exercise, go to yoga, or go to a yoga class online. I've got a client who's a yoga center in where I live, and it's phenomenal. And but spend some quality time leading the outside world out of it, because that's really the most important thing of what we do. Make sure that you give yourself some time just to shut down, listen to some music, another cliche, find your happy place, at least for a short period of time each day. But no, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, my website is performancesandler.com. And my phone number, please call us. We'd love to talk to anybody these days. It's 732-764-0200. And you could find us either under Performance Selling or under Sandler Training in Somerset, New Jersey.
Well, Jim, I really want to shout out to you a huge thank you for coming on the show this morning. Maybe we'll check in again in a week or so, and I know we're working towards as well some other opportunities. Next week we'll have an opportunity for folks to do some virtual networking, so we'll be pushing out some information on that. We're continuing with chamber meetings and programs. We're going to be rolling out through the Unity Bank Center for Business and Entrepreneurship other programming as well, and webinars that we have been doing here in our physical location, but we'll make those virtually available in addition to 100 and Chamber Radio. So I really do want to thank you so much for joining us here this morning on this special edition of 100 and Chamber Radio.
Kristen, I want to thank you especially for all you do for the community and the county, because I know beyond the radio and a president of Hunter County Chamber of Commerce, you're involved in many, many other areas of the community, and you know, we all want to really thank you for all you do. We can't say that enough.
Well, thank you, Jim, and all the best to you, your family, and Denise, and everyone at your office as well. And we'll be talking real soon, all right?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
That was Jim Barnowski at Performance Selling, you know, giving us some great advice. We'll be doing, as I've shared, you know, other editions here on 100 and Chamber Radio. I want to encourage you to visit our podcast library at 100andchamber.org. We've got, you know, 30-plus shows that air on a weekly basis, and those podcasts are now available since we're not operating at full steam here, but we're going to be doing a series of other special shows this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll be joined by Mark Salek talking about all of the business resources. He and I will talk and share some of the things that we're doing for the business community. Again, kudos out there to 100 Healthcare, all of our medical professionals, our first responders, law enforcement, all of our local governments that are doing such a great job. And again, feel free to reach out to us at the 100 County Chamber of Commerce if we can help you. Either give us a call or visit our website, and we wish you all the best during these very, very trying and challenging times.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100andchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 and Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, White House Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
if this reaches the president's desk tomorrow, Harris, as we expect it will, he will sign it. And then the implementation begins. Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks. If you don't have direct deposit, $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400.
3.3 million Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Red Cross is extending their financial assistance deadline in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters.
Speaking of severe weather, there is the potential for dangerous thunderstorms, including tornadoes, over the central United States today into Friday. Severe storms are possible from eastern Texas all the way up through Arkansas into Illinois and western Indiana. Major League Baseball players are sitting in their homes instead of opening up the season on Thursday as it was originally scheduled. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he hopes the season can begin in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the Senate passing the roughly $2 trillion spending bill late on Wednesday night, they are now off until the middle part of April. As far as how things are going, though, in Washington and on Capitol Hill, for that matter, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about where we're going. We are facing a threat that we have not seen before. The good news is our president is leading from the front. He is optimistic. He's leaning into it. His containment strategy was effective at the beginning. Our mitigation strategies are producing better than expected. It is our responsibility to continue to social distance. I think we are having a strong impact on the spread of this virus. And if we continue to do those things that we know that we need to do, our economy will be better and we'll have more people living healthier lives and our recovery will be quite fast."
With teleworking and social distancing the new norm for the time being, how do we make sure Fido gets his exercise without being able to go to the dog park? Veterinarian Chad Dodd says,
"Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan coming to you live right now from the offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber, and we also have the offices of the Hunterdon County Economic Development Initiative, and I want to welcome Mark Salek here this morning as well, or this afternoon. I'm losing track of my days.
Same here. Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure to have you here. We thought it'd be a great opportunity for those that are tuning in now, and obviously this is being broadcast on a couple platforms, and this will be available, you know, for the next several days for folks to take a look, but really to share a little bit about the state of the business community. We are truly in unprecedented times for everyone. And, you know, again, I want to start out, again, thanking especially the folks on the front line.
Yes.
The individuals up at Hunterdon Healthcare, all of our doctors, all of our nurses, all of our technicians, all of the staff that really keep the hospital going. Our first responders are doing an incredible job, you know, again, maintaining normal service and rising above and beyond our law enforcement community, and the list goes on. The Office of Emergency Management on a county and local levels, the Board of Health. I mean, this has been really unprecedented, and unfortunately, as of today, we still don't know when, you know, this is going to end in terms of our response mode and get back to normality. So, you know, one of those conversational points I had this morning with Jim Barnowski here on the radio was, you know, at some point, and we're starting to feel that, you know, business is going to have to start thinking about, you know, what they're going to be doing. So Mark and I just wanted to have a conversation with everybody and share a little bit about, you know, some of the resources that we're putting out there, some of the things that we are doing, both through the Chamber and through the County Office of Economic Development, to ensure that our business community is really, you know, in touch with the things that are going to help them in a quick way to not only respond but really strategically start thinking about how we're going to get on the feet. The analogy I used this morning, Mark, was this is not even just a run or a marathon. This is really a triathlon for business. It's for everybody.
That makes sense. And like you said, businesses are dealing with things that are – it's not just that what is happening is unprecedented. It's the speed at which it's happening. We, and you know this, Chris, of course, both of our offices and others are trying to get a fix on what the business community needs. But even they sometimes, in some areas anyway, it's hard for them to say, because when you don't know what's going to happen the next day and when you don't know how long things are going to last for, it can be tough to figure out how to prioritize what your needs are. So there's a combination of things going on right now that makes it very difficult for them. And I'm sure that on a minute-to-minute basis, right now, it's an extremely challenging environment. Of course, you and I both hear the horror stories out there right now. It's tough.
It is. And when you look at this on like a regional disaster, such as, you know, I go back to Sandy or folks have done, this is unprecedented. This involves not only all 50 states throughout our nation, but globally. This is a huge impact. So we are going through this. I've heard, you know, tremendous stories of outpouring and support from our business community. We'll talk about some of those and ways that you can, you know, get engaged at this point to help and support. But I really want to share a little bit about, you know, some of the things that are available to business, because I think we are in a point in time where it has been an information avalanche, you know, at the end of the day. And people are really trying to make sense with, you know, where do I go for the right information? Who do I talk to get the right resources? And, you know, again, this triathlon is going to go on for literally months, you know, if not, you know, into even next year for this recovery period. And again, that doesn't mitigate any of the circumstances of individuals that are dealing with this today. But, you know, at the end of the day, we need to get our economy at some point up and going, our business community. You know, that cycle has to start to turn at some point, and we want to make sure, at least here in Hunterdon, we're offering the resources and the right information to our business community. So let's talk about, you know, some of the things. I know one of the things we did immediately, maybe we could talk about the business resource page.
Yeah, and you hit on it. If there's anything that our businesses need right now because of all the factors that we both just indicated, it's information, right, and reliable information, and it needs to be presented to them in a form that can be digested. A lot of information is out there, as you indicated, and sometimes it's presented as a real hodgepodge. So what happened early on is that the Economic Development Office and, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, we decided that we needed to start a business resources page. And we went ahead and built it on the Chamber of Commerce site, as you well know, Chris.
Sure.
And the goal here was that we didn't want each of our organizations to be competing against each other for messaging. So, and that's across the board. Anything that's going on right now, the Chamber and the county have to be acting together in unison to serve the community. So the least we can do is to kind of contribute to the reduction of the noise through partnership like that. So the resource page, what's great about that for the business community is it's one of the few places you can go where all the updates are related exclusively to if you're a business owner or manager. You don't have to cut through a lot of other information that, while very important, like for job seekers or general health information, we leave that stuff better left to entities that are more appropriate to be handling that kind of information. We focus on the business community. So almost everything up there is going to be strictly relevant to one of our merchants on Main Street or even to one of our manufacturers. And the way we've got it broken down, we have it broken down by New Jersey business resources, including things like access to the New Jersey jobs and hiring portal, because some industries are hiring right now, and though there are displaced workers for them to pick up. There's federal business resources, a lot of information about applications to the SBA loans, and a lot of tools that the applicants can engage in terms of getting step-by-step help in terms of filling out those applications, because as you well know, it's a confusing process.
No, definitely. And I think that'll be, you know, the ongoing evolution, you know, again, going back to some much smaller scale relative to this, you know, disasters, is having that ability for businesses to understand that. So we've already seen, you know, the state starting to offer different webinars, abilities to, you know, kind of do a call and understand the application process. And one of the things I got to stress is that we are still in this response mode. So, you know, I can't stress as much as it's easy for me to say, but we're dealing with it. The Chamber of Commerce, we're a small business at the end of the day, you know, is patience, you know, in this process, because it can be daunting and overwhelming. You get into some of these applications and it can be very frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. And actually on that front, I know you're going to segue to some of this stuff a little bit later too, Chris, but just to jump on one point there right now, there has been some new financial initiatives announced by the New Jersey Economic Development Association to support business. And we can work our way back to these, Chris, but relevant to what we're talking about right now, part of the package they're putting forward is a $150,000 program that will support technical assistance to New Jersey-based companies applying for assistance through the U.S. Small Business Administration. So the organization's going to be contracting with somebody to supply this help. So in addition to the tools that are already up on our shared resource page, there's going to be basically some paid professionals that the state's going to make available for folks that are really struggling with that SBA application.
Yeah, that's going to be real critical. And I think, you know, one of the other items, and again, we've got, as you said, a whole range of small business that literally can have less than, you know, 10 employees.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is pumping the brakes on another stimulus bill.
We've just passed three bills, the largest in the history. We've got to make sure this is implemented correctly.
The California Republican, during a telephone news briefing, says that congressional oversight was built into the roughly $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that President Trump signed on Friday.
Inside the bills that we passed, we did put in oversight, and this seems really redundant.
Unemployment claims are rising as the United States deals with the growing coronavirus pandemic. According to the Labor Department, more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time jobless claims for benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed claims a week before, and it's the highest in the history of the seasonally adjusted figures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400